Torah 101. Today is October 20th. We are in the Parasha Bereshit, which means the portion of beginning. These portions are divided up throughout the year as the Torah is broken down, read, and studied. And it's followed this pattern for ages upon ages. So you are entering in the ancient tradition of reading the Torah, that weekly cycle, the annual cycle. Today we are in Genesis 5, verse 25, through chapter 6, verse 8. Methuselah lived 187 years and fathered Lamech. After Lamech was born, Methuselah lived 782 years and had sons and daughters. In all, Methuselah lived 969 years, then he died. Long life, the longest one that we have recorded in history. It is thought that the name Methuselah means his death shall bring it. Methuselah will die in the year that the flood comes upon the earth. So his name, given to him by his father, Enoch, the prophet, the name Methuselah is prophetic. Imagine being given the name that at your death, it will come. In other words, the judgment of God is coming. Be a heavy thing to think about, growing up, looking around, waiting. But indeed, his life ended the year that the flood came. Now, if you do the math, Adam died when Methuselah was 143 years old. So imagine being alive at the same time that Adam was alive, the first man, and having him nearby that you could go and learn directly the story of creation and the fall and the garden. And what an amazing thing to think about, to have Adam as a neighbor. But these two, Methuselah and Adam, would have been alive at the same time at a given point. And Lamech lived 182 years and fathered a son whom he called Noah. Noach. His name means comfort. So now we begin to telescope down to a certain descendant of Adam through Methuselah, through Lamech, to Noah. And I know that name is familiar to you. And the focal point of this part of the book of Genesis for the coming chapters will be Noah. Comfort. It says in verse 29, this one will comfort us in our labor, in the hard work we do with our hands, from the ground that Adonai cursed. So it is thought that Noah would bring a comfort, a relief to the hard toil that man was cursed with, to bring forth produce from the ground and thorns and thistles. It's thought that after the flood, that the intensity of that curse would be lessened, softened a bit, that mankind would be comforted in Noah. So after Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years and had sons and daughters. In all, Lamech lived 777 years, and then he died. And verse 32 says, Noah was 500 years old, and Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah. And as we mentioned yesterday, the scriptures will continue to telescope down to one of the sons of Noah, and that will be Shem, as we'll see in the days to come. From Shem will come the Messiah. And that, again, is the purpose of the genealogies, is to show the connection, to show God's unfolding purpose in fulfilling what he said in the garden, that from the seed of the woman would come redemption. And his purpose is to bring that redemption to the whole world. Chapter 6, verse 1, in time, when men began to multiply on the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were attractive, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose. The sons of God always refers to angelic beings in the scriptures. So apparently these fallen angelic beings are now intermarrying with human females, taking wives from whomever they chose. Adonai said, my spirit will not live in human beings forever, for they too are flesh. Therefore, their lifespan is to be 120 years. Some believe now that the lifespan of a human being would be limited to 120. Others believe the reference is to 120 years until his days are up, until the flood would come and everything would start over again. But this is a mysterious time, a dark time in human history, as we read in verse 4 that the Nephilim, were on the earth in those days. Nephal or Nephilim comes from a word meaning fallen. These are fallen sons of God, angels, where we get the idea of fallen angels. They were on the earth. The scriptures teach us that when Lucifer, Satan, when he was cast out of heaven, he took a third of these angels with him and fell to the earth. So they're on the earth now in a physical form, being interspersed with female humans, resulting in this very bizarre race of creatures called Nephilim. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterwards, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children to them. These were the ancient heroes, men of renown. giants. And Adonai saw that the people on earth were very wicked, that all the imaginings of their hearts were always of evil only. And Adonai regretted that he had made humankind on the earth. It grieved his heart. Adonai said, I will wipe out humankind whom I have created from the whole earth. And not only human beings, but animals, creeping things, and birds in the air, for I regret that I ever made them. The ancient rabbinical commentaries believed that these fallen angels had also intermingled with the animal world as well. And so we have the ancient artwork and sculptures and drawings of half-human, half-animal, half-angelic beings with wings and animal legs, and it could be rooted in these accounts given to us in Genesis. God's regret that he ever made man. Interesting. To think that God could regret. It was not his original design or his intention, this evil continually that is brooding over the planet. God designed the earth and put mankind into it in a state of perfection and holiness, righteous. Mankind made his choices. And today, we continue to see the horrible results of choosing another way besides God's way. But verse 8 tells us, Noah found grace or favor in the sight of Adonai. Tomorrow we will see that Noah was a righteous man who lived righteously in a fallen generation. And he found favor because God's promises must be fulfilled. He must keep working through at least one individual at this point to bring about his plan of redemption, which is the whole momentum here beginning to build in the book of Bereshit, Genesis. Tomorrow we will continue with the life and calling of Noah. This is Torah 101. The